Lost audio.
All right, welcome back to it. It's the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Guerra. This is the Steve Guerra Show on a Thursday. Good to have you here. Greatly appreciate it. The big prize, as we've talked about, the big prize in all of this is mail-in ballots. Mail-in ballots is the big prize here for the Democrats. They want to be able to force the Republicans in the fourth bailout, COVID-4, whatever they're calling it, to force Republicans into mail-in ballots for November. It's an absolutely terrible idea. Hans von Spakovsky here. He's been with us many times. Hans, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Good. Glad to have you here. I mean, that is the big prize. Nancy Pelosi's been talking about it. I've seen other Democrats pushing for it. The big prize is mail-in ballots. I don't want anyone to touch my ballot. Your thoughts?
Oh, no, I agree with you. And all of the proposals and part of the coronavirus bill that Nancy Pelosi pushed, what they essentially want to do is they want to override all the state laws that govern absentee ballots and basically get rid of all of the security procedures that are in place for them. Look, you can vote by absentee ballot in every state, particularly if you're sick or ill and can't make it to the polling place. But to give you just one quick example, if you want to vote by mail, you have to request the absentee ballot in most states. The Democrats are pushing for states to simply mail a ballot to every registered voter. That might sound innocuous, but it's not, because as you know, Steve, voter registration lists are in horrible shape all over the country. Just last year, only after a lawsuit forced them to, Los Angeles finally cleared off 1.5 million ineligible people off its voter rolls that it had refused to take off, people who had died, who had moved away. Under this kind of a proposal, if that hadn't happened, 1.5 million ballots would have been sent out and showed up at the homes all over Los Angeles for people who didn't live there anymore, who were dead. And you and I both know some percentage of those ballots, they would have been voted.
Absolutely, and there's the problem. You know, you look at what they do in California, Hans. Absolutely insane that they will allow people to drive around with a pickup truck or whatever and pick up ballots. Hey, we'll pick up that ballot and this ballot and that, and we'll take care of it for you, and we'll take it down to the precinct. I mean, that's just absolutely awful. Awful.
Yeah, anybody, Steve, who doubts how dangerous that is. It's called vote harvesting, allowing anybody, including candidates and party activists, pick up ballots. Anybody who thinks that's not a problem, just take a look at the 2018 election. Remember, the only contested congressional race in the country was in North Carolina, North Carolina 9. The election results were overturned. Why? Because it turned out that a well-known political consultant working for one of the candidates was going around to people's homes to collect their absentee ballots. And it turned out that not only were they forging signatures, they were also altering ballots. And in some cases, they picked up the ballots before the voter had even voted it, and instead they filled out the ballot.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't they? I mean, you know, somebody has to vote, Hans, and, you know, we don't want people to miss their opportunity to vote, even if, well, you know, I'll fill it in for you. What's wrong? I mean, what could possibly go wrong with mail-in ballots? Let me give you another scenario here. The person picking up your mail, maybe they don't like the yard sign that I have for whatever the candidate is.
Yeah.
So the candidate that shows up in the mailbox is opposite of what they want. So those ballots just end up, you know, maybe they don't make it all the way back to the post office. You know, just saying.
No, you're exactly right. That would be easy to do. And look, here's the thing. All of the estimates, all of the predictions on this virus have it peaking sometime this summer. People are just disagreeing on when it's going to happen. Does everybody here think that we really are all still going to be home on November 3rd? I don't think so. I think we're all going to be back at work, back at school, back at restaurants.
I agree with that.
And that also means having said that,
Hans von Strakowski here, having said that, even though the numbers have flattened in New York and are coming down the backside now, it looks like they've reached their peak. The numbers of new patients look like they have plateaued in Michigan over the last 8 days. Despite all of that, look for wider, longer restrictions and crackdowns on stay-at-home orders from these governors. Same in Ohio. Republicans, Democrats trying to extend their power. And I think Governor Whitmer in Michigan is going to extend it as far and wide as she can just to show that she's the toughest of all the governors, because obviously she would like to be vice president.
Yeah, that's unfortunate when politics is interfering with making actually smart and intelligent choices on dealing with this health problem.
Absolutely. So let me ask you, where do you live?
I live in Northern Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C.
So what's the caseload there? What are you hearing? I mean, around the country, I mean, at one point, Governor Cuomo of New York was saying, I need 140,000 beds and 40,000 ventilators. And when the president said, I don't think he's going to need 40,000 ventilators or even 30,000, man, the president got attacked and mocked. Of course, he got attacked for promoting hydroxychloroquine and other things as well that have turned out to be accurate. The president has been. Cuomo was wrong. Never came anywhere near. In fact, the highest number of hospital beds they used, I think, was 22,000. Not 140,000, not 40,000, not 25,000, 22, and the number of beds. Every model has failed here, Hans. That's the big point. Every model. And that's a problem.
Yeah, but doesn't this sound familiar? This is like all the models, the computer models of supposed global warming that have all turned out to be totally wrong.
Yeah, here we are. A public policy being driven by panic and fear and models that, I mean, the IHME from the University of Washington, by the time they put it out in the mornings, it's already wrong. It's unbelievable. I'll give you the last word. It's frustrating. It's crazy. And they're going to try to lock us down anyway and increase the fines and the penalties. Now I'll give you the last word.
Well, I think all of that needs to be balanced out by the huge damage to the economy that's doing, and the fact that I think a lot of people want to go back to work, want to go back to school when they know the chances of catching this are slim to none.
Yeah, slim to none. I think there's a rising anger, actually, Hans. You know, we saw more people out on the roads yesterday. Our stay-at-home order came 2.5 weeks ago, March 23rd. And there were more people on the roads yesterday than all the previous days combined. I think we found a point in which people say, I've had enough. It's at about 2.5 going on 3 weeks. That's what it looks like to me. Anyhow, greatly appreciate you being here.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Always good. Hans, always good. Straight ahead, Craig Stiles is going to join us from Ameriprise. Talk about your investments. Talk about how we can, you know, invest in the economy and in the markets right now. Can it make you money? What do you do? The markets are volatile. Craig will come to the No Panic Zone. Calm you down a little bit. We'll talk about it. Don't worry. We'll keep you level-headed. We'll keep it together for you, no question. It's the Steve Gruber Show from the No Panic Zone.
The last few weeks in the news and financial markets have us all wondering what the future holds. How long before we come out of this and life returns to normal? As we adjust to new terms like social distancing and working from home, Bruce Van Hall, Mike Douglas, and the team at Life Plan Advisory Services are taking steps to accommodate your financial questions and concerns. If you have a question about what your options are in these falling markets, call us. There is no reason for you to sit by and watch money leak out of your retirement accounts. This has become a health emergency, and we need to take steps to keep ourselves safe, but this does not have to be a financial emergency that damages your outlook for retirement. We are here to help. To set up a video or phone consultation, call us at 517-517-517-517. 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526. Or go online at mylifeplanfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
A social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book, take a walk, unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September, paint a self-portrait, catch up on a TV series, do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all #alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.